Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
How are you? Happy pre-Thanksgiving Day. How do I know it's pre-Thanksgiving Day? Because I was just out in traffic's crazy. It's crazy. Everybody going everywhere, buying stuff, buying turkeys, buying pies. It's awesome. I can't wait for mine. It's going to be awesome. Today, talking a little bit about how to change the world. If you're looking out in this wonderful time of the year when, yeah, I know it's busy, but it tends to be more spiritual time of the year, but you're thinking, man, if the world could just be a nicer, kinder, gentler place, how do you make that happen? It's going to begin very close to home. And that is today's podcast. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move. There's no doubt about it. But then life gets in the way. Sometimes it's a traffic jam on the way into the grocery store, but life gets in the way. And then what do? Well, we stand up, we take a step and repeat. We keep going till we get there. That's how it works. Why would you stop before you got there anyway? Okay, come here real close for a second. If you're just stopping by today, maybe you're checking out for the holiday season. I don't know what's going on here, but here's the thing. I like to look at the world with very clear eyes and just go, man, it's wacky. And it's like my friend Louis Gates says, when he finds somebody who's just not being a good person, he says, they're so cute. And that's how I see the world. It's just kind of wacky. So since the world's just kind of wacky, it always has been wacky. It's going to continue to be wacky. All we can do is group together and try to make it a better place. And that starts with us. And that's what I want to talk about today. We'll get to that. Hi, how are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder of the Chief Motivating Officer here at motivationtomove.com. About ready to wrap up our 16th year. I can always remember because, you know, bad times in life happen. And a bad time, arguably probably the worst time in my life, happened a long time ago when my first wife passed away. Her name is Cheryl. And I'll never forget. There's two times in my life I'll never forget. First one was my dad said he met my newborn son when he was only about 6 months old. He goes, before you know it, he'll be 10. And he was before I knew it. Now he's 40. And then somebody told me when my wife passed away, before you know it, it'll be 15 years. Well, it's 16 coming soon. It is a crazy way time passes. And some of the worst things in life become the best things in life. If you just take them and run with them, you never get used to them. You just find a place to put them away. Find a place just to deal with them. That's all you do. So if you're in that time of life right now, if you're having that season going on, hang in there. Hang in there. I know this can be a tough time of the year. It happens. By the way, I apologize for the frog in my throat today. I went to the gym, lifted a stupid amount of weight, 70-pound dumbbell presses, 4 sets of 12, among a whole bunch of other stuff. And yes, I did it masterfully with all kinds of guy sounds. It was awesome, but it all ended up in my throat, which is kind of odd, but we'll deal with it today. So be the change you want to be is how you see the change in the world you want to see. So people have always sought to change themselves, their life, or the world. Yesterday, I mentioned that one of my goals, I only have two in life that kind of guide me. These are driving principles, if you will, is that it's choice and means. To have the choice to do what I need to do to make myself happy, make me a better person, knowing that if I do that, I'll leave a trail of happier people and affected people, hopefully in a good way, when I'm done with this life. And that means the ability to actually do that, have the money, have the skills, have the family, have the time, all that kind of stuff. So ultimately, that's what we do here every single day. And that's all I'll drag you along to do. I want you to be the person that you see the world and think it should be. There is a constant truth if you want change, and that is change is that truth. It's always going to happen. Now, in my world, in the world we live in here, and most of the people I deal with every single day, they hate the word change. And many times people come to me because some change has happened in their life and they don't like it. I like change because I know it's coming. But if you want to make a difference in this world, and a lot of us do, there are a lot of intelligent people who have great ideas about how to do that. So Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to be in the world. Be the change you wish to see in the world, I should say. In other words, it starts with you. It's hard to figure out these days. Not a narcissistic, self-centered kind of place. A lot of people are there these days. No, that's not the case. When you deal just with yourself and you stay just in that world, you don't look beyond that to the bigger, broader picture, the collective good, if you will. If you don't at least say, hey, my actions are affecting people around me in a good way, you're not doing any good. You might be doing some harm. It's sometimes hard to accept. Wait, I got to focus on me, Scott. That's what everybody says. I know, it's kind of weird, isn't it? You need to focus on you, but it's also with regard to everything else around you. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Leo Tolstoy, everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself. I will tell you, I have seen many arguments over time. I have been a participant in arguments over time, not recently, a long time ago when I was young and stupid. I'm not going to change. Are you kidding me? Why should I change? I was young and stupid. I didn't know I should change. Once I got older, I recognized how young and stupid I was. I'm like, no, thank God I learned. Everyone thinks of changing the world. You want to do some good. Now, the world, by the way, could be the world, mass world, the 8 billion people world, or the world could be you and your family. Could be you and your business. Could be you and your neighborhood. The world could be very small. In fact, most of us have a very small existence. Most of us live within just a couple of miles of our home. That's your world. If you go to the grocery store, your world is the girl behind the cashier, the child, the boy, whoever it is checking you out. The person that bumps into you going down the aisle during a busy holiday season, that's your world. Like it or not, you're living it. If you want to change the world, you got to change yourself. What about Einstein? The world as we have created is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. If you'll ever notice listening to me, I don't go backwards. I go forward. I can't think of a regret that I have. Things may go, wasn't a regret really. It happened. I was living life. If you try to draw me back, Scott, I heard you talking about something last week. I don't like the way you said it. I said, okay, let's try it tomorrow. I go forward. A lot of people want to argue the point. I don't argue the point. I go forward. Because my thinking got me to where I was at some point, and my thinking will get me to where I want to go at another point. A lot of the coaching calls that I do, I'm very well known for stopping your stinking thinking. I'm very well known for stopping your negative self-talk. What I mean by that is people contact me, they start working with me, moving forward, but all they want to do is talk about all the crap that got them where they are now. I stop that. I don't listen to it. I don't allow it. It doesn't exist in my world anymore. Because the stinking thinking that got you to where you got to the point that you're talking to me to try to figure things out is not the one that's going to move you forward. You got to change the way you think. So if you're bumping into a brick wall anywhere at any time, if something gets in your face and you're like, man, I just can't get beyond this and it's driving me crazy, you got to pull back. You got to think a little bit differently. I cannot tell you how many people I've worked with. It's taken me 2 years. I know it sounds weird. 2 years, man. Yeah. Some people are gluttons for punishment. Pay me a lot of money. Take 2 years before they finally hear what I said 2 years ago. They start changing. The very minute they change, everything changes. The trick is the click. Do you want to change something about today, tomorrow, or your future? You got to change before you can do that. You've learned lessons from your past experiences, right? You've always changed along the way, and your future is better for it. Rumi said, yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I'm wise. So I'm changing myself. Let me tell you guys, I'm a former top 40 shock jock. I was 18 years old. All I want to do is get on the air and just, how do I say it? Piss people off. Pretty much it. Get ratings, make a lot of money, move to the next station, have a new t-shirt, a cool jacket, and more pizza. Had a change. Did make me happy. If you want to make more money, if you want to serve more, do you want to be happier? If you want this life to be well-lived, something has to change today. And you guessed it. That something is you. What if you want everything about your life to be perfect? Well, we listen to Winston Churchill. To improve is to change. To be perfect is to change often. It is so simple. You must change before anything else can change. And this is a great time of the year to do it. In fact, as we enter a more spiritual time of the year, you'll hear my content, my thoughts. I hate to say the word content, but my thoughts You'll hear it begin to change here in the coming days and probably stay that way throughout December as I go a little bit deeper, a little more introspective about things, as I begin to use this time of the year, as I always do, to make massive change and step into 2023, doing something completely differently the way I've done it in the past. And for those of you that are members and those of you who are coaching with me and those of you who are joining me on coaching calls, you're going to find out soon there's some very cool stuff coming that's going to blow your freaking mind. It's all going to happen because I've decided that if I want to have change in the world, I got to change myself a little bit. And that is happening right now. I want you to have a very happy Thanksgiving. If you don't have the chance to stop in, I'll have a show recorded for you tomorrow. Enjoy yourself and your family and your friends, however big or small it is. Be grateful. It's all we got in this world. If you want to say hi to me, I'll be hanging around over the weekend. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Join the group. And if you need a book that'll make you feel better, a lot of gratitude, go to dailygratitudeboost.com. Get that book on the way. You're going to love it.